Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? 4696. Hey.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Yes, please,
you know,
make it quick.
I am, Armand.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Good, but I need you to be on the line and ready.
Okay. I didn't hear. The lady was still talking.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
I think Tasha K took Chelsea because she thought she would get a lot of A-lister hookups through Chelsea. She's coming from Jason Lee.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's her purpose of taking in Chelsea.
What do you think about the woman saying that she was going to, she's looking to sell a story to television networks and all of that, and wants
TV?
The check.
I mean, what's TV?
Now that's TV.
I mean, what's TV? I don't know what
Zeus
TV
Network.
She's calling. Zeus, even Zeus wouldn't look at her, right?
I don't know. What you think?
I don't think she's calling TV. I think she's thought about now interviewing Tasha K.
Not really. You want me to interview Tasha K?
To look at. Yeah,
for what,
I think
though?
You and Tasha K, huh?
Well, I'm not going to her thing. She would have to come over here.
Exactly. If she comes to L.A. or something like that, she can come and do a sit-down. Because I think the other person did something wrong to her or something, but I think you would be more trustworthy as far as getting the entire story, everything out. I think that would be a good interview for you.
I feel like you will be you're that's for your entertainment. But I would interview Tasha K. I would interview her. But she would just sit and lie. But I would love to interview her.
Yeah, I think that's something you need to look into.
Yeah. She's
okay.
A cackle. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
bye.
Talk. Bye. Okay. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, I wanted to talk about, was it the party song?
Okay, let's talk about it.
That he dropped yesterday. I just have just two things to say real quick. I just think, like, I don't know, it's kind of hard. I'm not saying he's lying, but I just find it, like, kind of convenient that he's using, like, internet fodder, kind of like the rumors that's been attached to her to kind of say. And then can you bring up that poem that he wrote 3 months ago about her?
No, I can't bring that up right now. I don't know where it's
at.
So
I'm saying, like, if he was saying all these bad things about her, like, why did he write that? That I don't know if you've seen it. When they posted, it was just 3 months ago.
But my thing is, two things can be true. You can feel that way, but, I mean, that's like me and you are friends. I'm sure at some point I'm going to see some dirt on you, but I'm going to choose to ignore it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure at one point I might see something in your house that's like, oh, it's a little dirty. Or your breath might stink one time or, you know, something. I'm going to see something off. Maybe your edges is not really gelled down, or you're going to find some flaw. Like, nothing is going to be perfect, but
yeah.
I still love you. So at some point, it's just, what are we getting messy? Are we keeping it clean? Because he said I was going to be quiet, but since you want to try to come for me and have everybody come for me like you're the victim, well, let's really talk about a lot of things that I kept quiet. I didn't know that you slept with Tory Lanez. You had me. That's a fact. I didn't know, you know, you had me around. We as a world didn't know that she was sleeping with DaBaby. That's a gag. That's not a lie. We found out. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things sexually, she even came out of her own mouth and said, this is messing up my relationship because, you know, my sexual capacity is being brought up, which means she wasn't telling him the whole truth. So, you know, when you come up and say, like, you're not trying to say that he's lying, it's like, yeah, you're not saying that, but you're kind of saying he's lying.
He stayed with her after that. He could have just left her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think.
But maybe he didn't want to leave her because of that. Maybe he didn't want to leave her because of that. But my thing is, just because I didn't leave you because of that doesn't mean you go throw me under the bus in a song because now you feel hurt.
I don't think she threw him under the bus. She just said she didn't ever say him. I know, obviously, we know it's him cheating. But she just said basically he got caught. I don't think that's dissing someone that, like you said, that's speaking your truth. Now, he went and said a whole bunch of stuff. He has a right to speak his truth, but I don't think people really care. People are not going to really care in like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't think he really cared about her. I mean, I don't think it really matters. Like, who cares if she sleeps around? A lot of people sleep around. Rappers sleep around. I think it's double standards to say a woman who sleeps around, what's the big deal? Rappers have 8 or 9 baby mamas, sleep with a whole bunch of girls. Are we saying they're bad people because they sleep around?
No, that's not what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. She's a hoe, right? That's what they're saying. Like, she's
no,
just
the problem
to,
is,
the
problem is, you're, no, the problem
the
is, the problem is, the problem is, you're a hoe. You're allowed to be a hoe because you're a woman. You can do all this. But, bitch, if you're going to be a hoe, that's fine. But don't try to throw me under the bus because you already know the climate is they're going to believe everything that you're saying. The women, the people, the black community, they're going to accept your hoeness.
You know that party's
they're,
actually
they're, dating. Hold on. They're all going to come under my page.
Around.
They're all going to come under my page and make me the bad guy when really, girl, you've been a hoe. You've been sleeping around. You've been doing all of this. And I did me, but girl, there's so much more stuff to the story that you have done to not only me and other people that no one talks about. That's the problem. It's like you guys keep excusing this because it's like she's a black woman or it's a girl or she's more famous. It's like, no, this woman is wrong. They're both wrong, but like, why is it okay for certain individuals to just be able to get away with bloody murder and another person respond or have a reaction? And that's a problem. Like, I'm so drained with that conversation that I can't do that no more. It's just like, that's literally like, no one is saying that she can't sleep around. But my thing is, if you're going to be sleeping around, don't try to put it on me like I'm the hoe. When you had a whole case, the whole reason why we're even probably not together because you done slept with your best friend's nigga. Like, so don't do that. 0864.
Armand.
Yes, what's going on?
Listen, the show was good as usual, but do you really believe this with Tasha K and Chelsea is real? Like, do you think this is a real situation? You really believe this is a real situation?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I don't think that this is like.
I do. It's real. It's real. It's real because I feel like she reached out to Jason Lee. Chelsea reached out
okay,
to Jason Lee and apologized.
Let's look at it like this. I was going through taking some notes, right? I'm on everybody's page taking notes from a video, right? And I'm like, something about this don't seem right. Like, if Tasha K, this is the same woman who got herself in a $4 million debt, that got on the internet and admitted that she lied just to trend the internet, would it be too far-fetched to say that this is something that they could have came up with in order, you know, to get people talking? They already talking about her and R. Kelly. They already talking about her and Will Smith. They already talking about, like, they already talking about her. At this point, she ain't got nothing to lose. I don't think it's far-fetched for her and Chelsea to plot this. It's a stupid to anybody else, it would be stupid. But for Tasha K, I think this would be right down her alley. Now, like you said, the only way I could believe that this would be real is if Chelsea came out with some stuff about the husband and had proof. Like, if you're going to tell something, you need to tell something that can't nobody else tell but the people that have been around her and that have been in the house. So anything else that she was to come out and say, like, it really wouldn't matter. And if she's planning on getting on TV and having a whole Gayle King moment, then she need to come with something that's going to really pin Tasha down. And I don't want for people in the chat to be like, y'all want to see her down? I don't want to see nobody down. But at the end of the day, what goes around comes around. And if this is a real situation, then it's just time for Tasha to just reap what she sowed. But until then, I just find it hard to believe that this is real. Like, I feel like they trolling.
I feel like. I mean, that's fair to think, but in all fairness, Tasha K does not need this girl speaking out. Like, Tasha K right now is trending with Usher, trending with Will Smith, trending with huge celebrities. Like, do I need to troll with my assistant speaking out? Like, I'm arguably being sued by Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. I don't need no more press. Tasha K's been in press all week. Like, she's been trending in the United States all week. She doesn't need to create a skit with Chelsea to make it to be like who the hell is Chelsea to have to create a drama with?
Well, this
when you're
trending
with Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, like, I don't think it's fake. I think that
this would be very, like, this wouldn't even be good for Chelsea, like, as far as her character goes, because anything that she could put out personal business in Tasha's house, to me that would mean, like, okay, so you walk around recording, you taking notes, you already planning for the fallout. So what was this genuine in the beginning? Like, what was you even doing in this woman's house? And Tasha was just so calmly saying, oh, well, when she said that she didn't sign an NDA, and you fine with that? Like, you're okay with that? You cool with this? Like,
no,
none of this is a problem for you.
No, Tasha K. not cool. She don't have no choice. She got to play it like that. You see how she got online and played like the $4 million lawsuit was okay. Okay, she ain't cool with that. She got to do that. But she's probably now gagging, like, the girl's probably gagging because it's like, girl, these people that you got set up on the phone with, girl, they recorded you and leaked the audio. So now she has a heads up on what you're trying to do. You're probably going to try to now sell a story or try to extort her for money, this, that, and the third. So now at least Tasha K can get ahead of it. But now it's out. That girl, and the thing is, you know, Tasha K, that was her bad because she was so stuck up her own ass about the Jason Lee stuff. You wouldn't hire a woman that wrote a book. And you, when you start talking about being fake, Chelsea wrote a book on her former employee and started promoting it and selling it to the ops. She quit the man's company and went to Ra Ali and promoted it, the book, after she wrote the book, and then started working with Tasha K after he dragged Tasha K. So Chelsea was never a loyal. She was just a flip-flopping homie hopper for clout. To try to be met because she was miserable, lonely, and messy and tired of taking trips by herself. She needed a friend.
Yes, she needed a friend. She needed one bad, and I can sit up here and say, well, that was stupid of Tasha to hire her, but Tasha's the same person that said she repeated the ninth grade 3 times. So hopefully at 40 years old, she done been through enough in these last 5-6 years where Tasha, her mind frame should be more developed. And going forward, hopefully she do a little better. But Chelsea, this ain't going to do no good for her. Who finna hire her now? What's she going to, like, she's going to have to go get a regular job now because this content creator working for people in this industry ain't going to work for you. Who going to trust you now? And putting out stuff about Tasha K ain't going to do you no good.
No, unless you got some receipts on that husband. And them
on
kids.
That husband, that's the only thing I want to hear. If she ain't got no receipts, then don't come telling what you heard, baby. I want you to have some proof. You need to have some solid proof. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to come up here looking like Jay Leno with no proof, baby. We need some proof. We need you to have all your ducks in a row.
Jay Leno is
crazy.
She need
to have all her ducks in a row, baby. I need everything. I don't want you to come up here with no gossip.
Leno,
I need you to have no
way.
Proof.
Wait,
she don't look like Jay Leno to you, and we ain't gonna stop playing our money.
She definitely is the black Jay Leno. Oh,
she look
my
like a
God.
Crescent moon with eyelashes.
Yes,
like she look
the crescent moon with eyelashes.
A crescent moon with eyelashes. That's who she look like. What
stop
she look
playing.
Like.
Hold
she
on.
Started.
Hold on. I'm finna pull up this picture. We're gonna really get into this. Oh my gosh, she
get
definitely
into
give,
it.
I'm about to try to pull a picture up of her and Jay Leno. So this
she
is
look
what
like
she
Jay Leno. Her,
it's
Jay Leno, Nelly Nunn, and a crescent moon. Like, they go together so well. It's the perfect combination.
Let me see. Do she look like Jay Leno? Let me see. Hold on.
You got to put a wig and some lashes on him.
Yes. Hold on. Let me see if I could. Let me see. Actually, you know what? Let me just do this picture right here. And I got to find a picture of Jay Leno. Let me see. Because this is crazy. Oh, my God. The jaw and the chin is crazy. Oh, my God. Hold on.
It's jawing.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find Jay Leno. Hold on. I need to find a regular. I want
you
to do
too
a...
Much.
Ah! I'm going to gag. Hold on. Jay Leno is crazy.
I don't see how Tasha, like, Tasha can't be. She quit the thing. She probably, this how we do it in Florida, baby. I'm from Florida. Like, you from Panama City. Let's be clear. You from the other side of Florida. Because those men, her whole mind frame is different, baby. She need to learn how to roast and gag because she ain't no real Florida girl, baby.
Yeah.
Tasha just sitting there and getting played every corner. But Jay Leno in the wig could not do me like that. I'm so sorry, baby. We'll be going toe to toe. sitting up here recording my husband because that's my that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. She's recording her husband.
Oh my God, I am gagging. Oh, that was a good one. Oh my God,
I ain't gonna play with you tonight.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's the blue suit. It's the blue suit. Yo. Okay, y'all talking about she not ugly. Okay, girl, I'm about to show you what she look like because she really got, girl, y'all know what this woman look like. Y'all want to play with me? Girl, I was sparing her with that picture. Now I'm about to show you. Since y'all want to play with me, I'm about to show you what she look like. This who be talking shit. Y'all want to play. Y'all talking about that. Girl, please. Watch. Y'all want to play? See, I did her a favor. Tell me she don't look like one of them Africans that be bleaching her head or day white men that just sit their wig on top of their head. Stop playing with me. You know she look like one of them South Africans that be bleaching their skin, that day white men that just sit the wig on top of their head. Stop playing with me. This is what she really look like. I was doing my big one to be nice. Stop playing with me. That's what that woman really looked like. Look at that wig sitting on top of that head like that. You're crazy. Stop playing. Oh, girl. Well, y'all should stick together. But you're crazy. She looked like one of them black girls that they white men that sit them wigs on top of their head. Crazy. That bleach. No, I don't like her. But yes. So, should we take another call? That's because some of y'all wear y'all wigs like that. And I get it. I get it. There's no tea. Hold on. Oh, okay. 2785, you live on the air.
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, listen, are you not entertained? This whole week, I've just been on my back.
I've been cackling.
Cackling. Listen, I remember I called in last, like, I can't remember when we had that live a long time ago when the baby dropped that tea about Meg.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I called in, and I was like, she didn't tell party. And sure enough, he didn't drop it. All that tea that he dropped, I don't even know where
okay.
to start. Like the producer, child busted up, and I did say this. I know I'm sorry. I did call her pass around.
We just have to call a thing a thing. People don't like it, baby. We talking today. Everybody ain't gonna be here to agree.
I know. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I'm just saying, I said she got passed around, and then sure enough, here's the tea. And honestly, I do think he did love her. I really do think he loved her. I mean, the son was so passionate, but it was like he dropped her tea, but it was kind of a nice, nasty, like, okay, you know, don't make me, you know what I'm saying, put it all back up. Back up, H-O-E, back up. I felt it. Back up a little bit because you don't want me to put all of it out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's going to go toe-to-toe.
Okay,
so.
Period. Thanks, boo. Well, I'm glad today has been a hell of a week, and I'm glad you were entertained.
I was. And one more thing. Can I say one more thing? As far as that
yes.
Chelsea thing, honestly, Chelsea kind of remind me of the girl that got all the nice stuff that don't match and just wear it all together, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, my God. All right, bye. Okay, no, she want to be the girl that y'all say think they have all the nice stuff. That's what she trying to give it like, girl, let's give it. I just don't see it. Hold on, I'm trying to see, like what? Okay, 8627, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So going back to the tell Megan thing, and I was really thinking, I agree with you because she really had him looking out here looking crazy from not even just the baby. Like, oh, my goodness. Now, you remember, like, not too long ago, Blueface said he didn't hit. And then he
was all right, Blueface did hit.
Like, it's a whole list of people.
Blueface
and, like,
did hit Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, like, come on. Like, she's, like, literally, like, I feel like everybody is being gentle with her. But they do, like, they need to just be 100 with her. Like, you do some, like, shady stuff, and, like, you do need to take accountability. Like, you did this, call it what it is, own it. But, like, telling everybody is doing this and they the problem, like, it's tired. Like, nobody wants to hear it, especially when you're supposed to be this bad bitch and I do this, I do that, but you're a victim, like.
Thank you. Okay, we don't do no cursing here. I'm the only one that can curse, especially because y'all not really depositing your check like that. Okay, I forgot about the Blueface tea. All right. Hold on, let me see. I'm not getting into that chair. I don't know who the hell that is. All right. So, listen. We've got into some, the Jay Leno piece keeps popping up. That Jay Leno stuff is sending me. okay, now listen. Going back to the end of it all, Megan Party, I think that he deserved to get his lick back. It is what it is. And I think that Tasha K, she was a dummy for hiring a woman who wrote a book on her former employee and went and sat down and did an interview on her. And even if you were going to hire her, Tasha K, you should have had her sign an NDA. You don't bring her that close into your home. And I think to the woman that's ready to chase clout, it's like, girl, you're a dummy because no TV network is going to care about Tasha K. And if you don't have any real hardcore facts, tea, or receipts, no one's going to care because you've tried to do it all before. You've got the book. You've got the channel. You sleep with the man. You've had the abortion. You got the surgery, you wore the wig. Nobody cared and nobody did. Like, it is what it is, girl. Just go away and live your life. But I'll be here for the crash out. I don't care for her. Don't care for Tasha Gay. They can get on here and expose each other for the trash bags they both are. Because at the end of the day, I knew this day was coming. It always does. And for a very long time, they trashed me, called me jealous. This woman here, the Jay Leno woman, she said I was so jealous of Tasha K. I wanted to be her, and this and that, and it was this and it was that. It was all of these things. And look at her now. You tried to host the show with Flop. You were on red carpets. No one cared. You ran and followed this woman from state to state, all to be on a secret recording talking about your plan to go get with the network and expose Tasha K, because Tasha K was talking about you behind your back. She hired a private investigator on you, and you stole some money from her. And you and Tasha K got into cahoots and pinned a ray on a man. Crazy. So we will follow this story. And we will get into some things. Put a character in the chat if you're getting your life. We're going to wrap this up right here. Because I actually have to go somewhere tonight. I have to change. But I wanted to be...